South Africa's Treasury has announced over 36 billion rand of relief measures to support businesses and individuals affected by the recent unrest and COVID-19 restrictions. This relief was announced by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni during a press briefing on Wednesday afternoon. During the briefing, the minister explained why the relief was required, while also strongly condemning the recent destruction and violence seen in certain areas of the country.
The impact of the restrictions occasioned by COVID-19 has had obviously a very serious negative consequence for the South African economy. The National Treasury now projects that we will only be able to go back to the pre-COVID growth situation only in about 2023. The recent disturbances and unrest in both KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, but also in some parts, other parts of the country on a smaller scale, have had a major impact on our society and on our economy. This has impacted very negatively to our economic recovery trajectory. And for example, the current estimated costs of damage to property and infrastructure in eThekwini is around 15 billion rand. Now, this is a 15 billion rand that would normally not have to be repaired, but should have been used for better economic performance. But
the minister also outlined the relief measures that were being prioritized.
So firstly, those businesses which are insured, we are fortunate enough in South Africa that we have the South African Special Risks Insurance Association, SASRIA. So SASRIA will commence with the payment of insurance claims immediately in order to assist those businesses to come back to life. The temporary extension of the Social Relief of Distress grant of 350 rand, this is now going to be extended up to the end of the financial year. That means March 2022. And really, this is meant to respond to the dire situation in which most of our people find themselves. And this will cost about 27 billion rand, which we have to find in the system. As I mentioned, SASRIA is already coming to the party, and together with other insurance companies are speeding up the assessment process so that they can be able to assist our companies to come back to life. And we anticipate that this will cost maybe 15 to 20 billion rand. In addition, as you're aware, the president has instructed and ordered the police and the South African National Defense Force to assist in bringing about peace and stability in our country, which is so important. And to that extent, we're allocating additional amounts for the police, some 250 million rand for the police and 700 million rand for the South African National Defense Force. The unemployment insurance fund will come to the party in the form of the temporary relief called TERS. And in this regard, the Minister of Employment and Labour will make further announcements.
Remarkably, National Treasury Director General Dondo Mokgojane explained that the interventions would be funded by better government revenues and by shifting around some spending, and will therefore not lead to additional debt.
This is not in any way going to include or increase our borrowing requirement. We will obviously make sure that where need be in terms of the package of measures, we have reprioritized certain budgets in particular, within the Department of Small Business Development and the Department of DTIC, we have reprioritized 1 billion rand in there towards support for this. The total package of support going to that intervention in supporting businesses from DTIC and small businesses totals an amount of 2.3 billion rand that is there. So there's an extra 1.3 billion rand that will go towards that. We will, as Minister indicated, support the relief of social relief of distress, extend the support for 350. The intervention that the UIF is making in numbers is about 5.3 billion rand that will go towards this initiative. And it's important that we note also that The other key, intervention that we are making, as Minister indicated, is defense, 700 million, and the police, 350 million. We will be providing SASRIA with a backdrop and support of about 3.9 billion immediately, and making sure, but we'll be watching very closely, in ensuring that we support businesses that are there. There are some tax incentives, employment tax incentives that we're expanding, about 5 billion rand of, releasing back to businesses in the form of supporting for their, employment initiatives. So about 5 billion is made available for that particular. All in all, ladies and gentlemen, there's about 36 billion rand worth of support that we are putting on the table that you will be interacting with within the parliamentary system.
However, this left most of the media attendees at the briefing questioning where the money would come from. Edgar Sishi, acting head of the budget office, explained that the South African fiscus could handle the added burden as long as it was a once-off.
So, as DG indicated, the fiscal relief package we're announcing today will involve around 36.2 billion rands of new spending. Of the overall package, about 2.65 billion is being sourced from reprioritization. So together, the overall amount that will be focused on this comes to 38.85 billion. It's 36.2 of new spending and 2.65 of reprioritization. Now, as required by Section 32 of the PFMA, the National Treasury will publish the quarterly revenue and spending position of government at the end of this week. These fiscal indicators will show that government is sufficiently ahead of its revenue target to accommodate the 36.2 billion rands of those fiscal measures, so long as those measures are temporary and once-off in nature. Therefore, the package can be accommodated without an increase in debt, in particular market-based financing. And for this reason, our fiscal strategy remains on track in that we don't anticipate that the fiscal deficit will increase as a result of this package, and we don't anticipate that the debt trajectory will change. Nevertheless, I do wish to reiterate that our fiscal position remains at risk because there are various risks to the fiscal position as indicated in the February budget. And there are also risks in respect of revenue because of the events that took place in July. For now, however, we are comfortable that we can deal with this additional spending as long as I said, it remains temporary once off, because we do have confidence that a temporary increase in revenue emanating from a terms of trade benefit in respect of South Africa's key commodities can accommodate it at this time.
This is an ongoing story. I've been Paige Muller.